professional wrestler and former Ring of Honor Pure Wrestling champion, Hurricane John Walters.
What's going on, guys? This is Supermax Hernandez, a.k.a. Hot Stuff Hernandez.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Joel Jose Maximo, the SAT.
This is Shaheem Ali.
This is Crowbar, and you're listening to the ROH Review.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ring of Honor Review. I'm your co-host, pro wrestling journalist Stephen Jackson, and it's just a solo show tonight. My fellow co-host, Oliver Newman, he's unavailable. So I'm going solo for the second time in the history of the show. So, it's been a bit of a quick turnaround. We presume we're doing it together, but Oliver unfortunately can't be with us this evening. But I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to do us justice once again. I hope you are all out clapping for Clap for Carers here in the UK. It's a lovely sunny evening as I'm recording this. And I hope everyone who's listening as well is staying safe with everything that's going on with the COVID situation, wherever you are around the world. It's week 7 of lockdown here in the UK, so we're just sort of nearly, maybe longer than 7 weeks actually, I may be wrong there, but it's been about 2 months, so we're still in lockdown, as we all know, as we say at the beginning of the show. But we're going to try and keep you all positive and happy through this Ring of Honor review tonight, which is episode 27, as amazing as that is. So our first match I shall be reviewing tonight is a Women of Honor contest. It is between Deonna Peruzzo and Candice LeRae, and this took place back in 2016, and it was in Baltimore. And Ian Riccaboni and Nigel McGuinness were on commentary. So this was a really fun match. Two wrestlers who now are both in WWE NXT sort of were able to pick up a great amount of experience and knowledge in Ring of Honor. This match was a really well-wrestled technical encounter. 151,000 views on YouTube, phenomenal numbers once again, as we always say. Nigel and Ian were great on commentary, really fed off one another. It was always fun as well to hear where Nigel was on commentary. He always added so much to the matches in Ring of Honor. One of the cool things about this match was we actually had pre-match comments from Deonna Peruzzo, where she was saying she was hugely proud to be kicking off the second generation of the Women of Honor. And it was quite an emotional interview from her. It was a lot more sort of to the point and very emotive what she was saying. Really thankful of the opportunity she got in the company. So that was a really, really great way to start the match when it came about. And it was a great technical encounter, you know, as I just mentioned. Great exchanges with the arm lock, especially. There was a great suicide dive, and the crowd were with them the entire way. There was a nasty throw to the outside, which was really, it was dangerous, but thankfully Candice was safe. But it was always good when you see things like that, because, like, as we all know, you know, it adds to the drama, and it was a very dramatic part of the match. And the actual ending to the match was Deonna applying the armbar after working the arm on Candice throughout the entire match, and she eventually tapped out to Candice in the centre of the ring. It was a really great finish, and the code of honour was also adhered to, which is always exciting to see when it's always referred back to due to its legacy in Ring of Honour. So it was a really fun match. Once again, I would recommend people go out of their way to watch this. If you're a fan of WWE NXT, or if you're a fan of the women's division in WWE, it's a good way to get introduced to the match and the style before they were famous in WWE. So that was our first match this evening, and it was a good one. Our second match tonight is going to be our throwback. You'll find out as well that these matches have been chosen as we choose them together, myself and Oliver, but I've chosen the running order this time, as I've been given a little bit of freedom for recording this on my own. So I hope Oliver agrees with my picks. Whether he does or not, I don't know, but we'll find out through him listening to this Ring of Honor review. But the second match I've chosen for us to review this evening took place at an event Oliver actually attended, as he mentions many times, and he reviewed it in one of his books, which was Unified back in 2006 in Liverpool. And it took place between Doug Williams and Jody Fleisch, who were Team UK, against the team of Suwa and Go Shiozaki from Japan. And it was a number one contenders match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships back in 2006, Unified. So yeah, again, this match had has 3,700 views, so 3,700 views on YouTube. A lot lower than I was expecting, actually, given the star power in this match. Dave Prazak and MSL were on commentary, and Jimmy Bauer came to join them later on, which was good fun. It was a really hard fought, a really classically wrestled tag team match. Lots of high spots, lots of hot tags. Jody Fleisch is one of the best in the industry at his high-flying ability. You can definitely see the influence of how he influenced guys like Will Ospreay and guys like Amazing Red with what he was able to do in the ring. And in this match, he did a springboard shooting star press from the ropes to the outside onto Go Shiozaki, which was insane. And Doug Williams, his technical ability is just unbelievable. You know, the work with the elbows in this match, the work with the European uppercuts was amazing. There was a lot of knees which were very stiff from Doug, which also lent itself very much into the match. Suwa was a guy who I'd not seen this match for several years, and I actually wanted to go back in and see this match due to the fact that Ring of Honor is now on UK screens every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, which I'll mention later on in the plugs. But I wanted to go back and watch something from the archives, which involved UK wrestlers for Ring of Honor, but also a lot of the international talent, and this match kind of fit the bill. And Suwa is a guy who I'd seen a bit of back in the day, but I've not followed his work religiously afterwards. And this match, really, you got to see a lot of what he was able to do. A lot of heel tactics. There were some low blows. There was a really big shoulder tackle and some big slaps what he delivered to Jody. Jody bumped for Suwa like he was a monster. It was great work. And Go Shiozaki at this point was sort of in his young boy international excursion stage, so there wasn't as much of the personality in him as would be later on, 2 years later, when he came back to Ring of Honor, when he was wrestling the guys later on. But he really stepped it up in this match. There were some really good Saito suplexes. He really hung in there with Doug. They had some great technical work. Him and Jody had a really good start to the match, and it was a really well structured contest until we actually had the victory, where all four guys got into the ring, and Doug Williams won with his beautifully delivered Chaos Theory, his rolling German suplex, which is one of the most incredible feats of strength and feats of wrestling. You know, how you're able to roll a man over yourself and then deliver a massive German suplex, and he delivered that and got the victory for the Team UK, for Jody and for himself. And then the next night, at Anarchy in the UK, they went to face the Briscoes for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. So yeah, so this is definitely a throwback I would recommend people go out of their way to check out. It's part of Ring of Honor history as well, and it was part of the first Ring of Honor event to take place in the UK, which, as I mentioned, Oliver, my co-host, attended and wrote about in his books, or one of his books, I should say. And one of the other things I will say, what I loved about this match, is that the ring canvas, if you watch it on throwback, has the globe on it, but then it has the flag for the UK and the flag for the USA, and the Ring of Honor sort of logo on it, and I thought that was a really cool little touch, linking two countries together, two continents. So it was a nice little touch to that, to this match, which I really liked aesthetically. So yeah, this is definitely a match I would recommend people go and check out. And following from that, I will just break in with our breaking news. Not much news from when we last recorded. The main news is that we predicted in our last podcast that Sara Del Rey would, we wanted her to win the Women's Bracket of Honor, and she was successful. So congratulations, Sara Del Rey, on winning the Women Bracket of Honor. Rightly deserved, a complete innovator in the female wrestling scene and the wrestling scene in general, has revolutionized the industry for women, back when she was in Ring of Honor, and then when she's now gone on to WWE and her work in NXT and the women's division. So a rightly deserved victory for Sara there, so congratulations. And the only other large bit of news is that the latest episode of ROH Strong, the Ring of Honor Review podcast, which is presented by Kevin Eck, this week's guest is Jay Lethal, a current Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, sorry, champion with one of my favourite wrestlers, Jonathan Gresham, the Foundation. And all, due to time constraints, I've only listened to half of this interview. It's actually very long. It's around 1 hour and 47 minutes. But it, the whole thing has had me captivated. Due to recording schedules, I wasn't able to finish the review. The interview in time for the review. But I can definitely say that this is an interview which anyone who's a fan of either Ring of Honor or wrestling should listen to. Jay's such a great interview, interview subject. He's very open about his time in Ring of Honor, his history with various people, including Samoa Joe, who took him under his wing in his early days of Ring of Honor. He's very complimentary of his tag partner, Jonathan Gresham, and a man who he wanted to face in the ring for several years. And he also mentions a lot of his fandom, so how he enjoys being a heel in the industry as opposed to being a babyface. And he also mentions how he's so excited to be facing some of the people who've joined the company, such as Roosh, one of my other favourite wrestlers, Bandido, Dragon Lee, and Brody King. As Kevin points out, there are a lot of matches which haven't so far taken place in the company. So that's kind of a whistle-stop tour for what I've listened to so far. Definitely go out of your way to listen to the ROH Strong review as well, because it really does open up a lot of doors into different people's sort of lives as they're in lockdown at the moment, and it's a really great listen. Kevin's a wonderful interviewer, so I really recommend everyone checks that out. So the next slot, just before we get onto the main part of the podcast, which is the actual TV review, is that I want to mention that we are part of the, we have a partnership with powerslam.tv. They offer over 7,000 hours worth of wrestling content from over 150 promotions worldwide. And you're able to get a month's free subscription on us, because we're part of the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast Network, for free using the code BROKENFREE. So I would definitely recommend you all check out powerslam.tv. A lot of stuff has been uploaded during this COVID period. You can see a lot of Ring of Honor talent on a lot of shows from around the world. And it's a really great service. You know, it's got so much content on it already, and then it's always being added to all the time. So definitely check out powerslam.tv. So the main part of the show, the latest Ring of Honor wrestling TV show, was a spotlight on the villain Marty Scurll. So Marty, first of all, was given a highlights package which highlighted a lot of his early career, as well as his latter part of his career with Villain Enterprises, which was really well done. I'm loving these Ring of Honor video packages. They're also well produced. The clips they use are awesome. The music as well to go alongside the clips is great. And this was a really good overview of Marty's career. Marty then gave a sort of first-hand thank you to all of the fans for staying with Ring of Honor during this difficult period of COVID, and explained that he was really proud to be part of Ring of Honor, and that he hopes that we'll be back to normal soon, but he also hopes that everyone's staying safe with what's going on with the current pandemic we're in. And it was a really honest interview. You know, it didn't feel forced, and it felt very from the heart. So that was really nice to listen to. So from that, we then led into the first match of the special, which was preceded by another brief in-depth interview with Marty, where he spoke about wrestling or wanting to wrestle the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, from New Japan Pro Wrestling. And then when he got the opportunity to do that, it was at the groundbreaking event All In, which took place in 2018. And that was the first show, first match, which was shown on the show. So, for those of you who haven't seen this match, it's a complete roller coaster. It's wonderful wrestling. Two very technically sound, technically minded, charismatic wrestlers going out there and just entertaining the live fans in the audience as well as those at home. The commentary team were with it the whole way. Ian Riccaboni was fantastic on commentary. Don Callis, who's the main commentator and executive vice president of Impact Wrestling, was brilliant on commentary. Excalibur, he was phenomenal on commentary. This was a really special match. Marty explained how this match as well was his introduction into the heavyweight scene of New Japan and the world. And due to Okada's stock at that point, he'd just recently lost the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship to Kenny Omega at Dominion about 4 months prior. So he was kind of at his peak in terms of his work. So Skrull had a really big opportunity, and he didn't miss anything. This was, as I just mentioned, an unbelievable match. Lots of great submissions. There was a great DDT on the outside, a superplex which was enormous, and Okada took it violently on the canvas. There was also a brainbuster, which looked particularly nasty. The crowd as well were very partisan in that they were at one stage in support of Marty, and then the next part they were in the corner of Skrull, so it really added to the atmosphere. And it ended with a really great finish where Marty was going for the crossface chicken wing. He was countered. It then turned into a Rainmaker, which then was kicked out of, and then it became another Rainmaker twice, which led into the victory for Okada. And it was just really unbelievable stuff. Me on my own, due to doing this podcast on my own, I can't do this match justice in words myself. It's one of those matches which you do need to go out and you do need to see. It's a match which was historic in both men's careers. Okada in terms of his American status, and Marty in terms of his heavyweight status with the fans. So it was a really greatly wrestled match. And Marty then gave a really nice little post-match interview in the VT, saying how it was one of his favourite matches and that the passion of the fans was, you know, on point. So this was a really good, strong match to start the show. And then we kind of had a bit of a diversion with a bit of a fun where Marty said that due to living in Florida and being in lockdown, he needed things to do. So there was a little sort of VT of him putting together an egg chair with his dog, which was quite funny and quite fun. So that was a good little diversion there. There was also a really, we don't often mention the ads, but there was a really cool ad for the Honor Club. The Honor Club, which Ring of Honor subscription service, which myself and Oliver have signed up to, which I recommend everyone signs up to, have started started uploading a lot more content from 2010. And this was an advertisement explaining that more of the content will be becoming available between the years 2002 and 2010 to complete the archive, which myself and Oliver are really excited for due to being such big fans. And it's really a good service to get involved with, because not only do you get so much content, but you also are able to get a discount on merchandise, orders, and you're able to view all of the pay-per-views for free, as well as all of the TV shows for free as well on their website. So it's definitely a really good service to have a look at. And then the main event of the show was a wonderful match between one of my favourite wrestlers, as mentioned, Bandido, who at this point was part of Lifeblood, who was taking on the aforementioned Marty Scurll, who at this point was part of Villain Enterprises and one third of the Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions. And this took place in the center stage in Atlanta back in August 2019. And Ian Riccaboni and Caprice Coleman were on commentary for this one. And it was great. Once again, Marty was hugely excited and complimentary of Bandido before the match took place in the VT interview. The crowd, as we saw for Saturday Night at Center Stage earlier this year, were so behind Bandido. They love him. They were hugely behind Marty as well. It was a really partisan crowd. Both guys, huge charisma that they hold. The code of honor was followed by both men at the outset of this match, which was a nice little touch, and it was just a wonderfully wrestled junior style hybrid match. Two men who have completely different styles, which meshed. Bandido and Skrull had a really vicious chop battle and slap battle in the middle, which was great. Bandido hit a buckle bomb and then hit his ex-knee, which is similar to the go-to-sleep, which Marty kicked out of. We got Marty locking in the crossface chicken ring, which then Bandido was able to get out of, but then it turned into his double underhook driver, which then led into a pinfall victory for Skrull, which was great. And it was another match which really showcased how versatile Marty is, in terms of the earlier in the show when we saw the Okada match, he was wrestling a much more grounded heavyweight wrestler. But in the case of Bandido, he's so high-flying, he's so cruiserweight-esque in his style. It was a lot more that Skrull was grounding Bandido as opposed to the other match. So it was a really, really great episode of Ring of Honor wrestling. Really recommend you all check it out. And then Marty gave some really nice complimentary comments to everybody in the finishing interview. He wanted everyone to stay safe with the lockdown once again. He wanted everyone to be safe in COVID. Thanked all the fans and thanked everyone for staying tuned with Ring of Honor during these difficult times. So it was a really great episode of Ring of Honor Wrestling, which I recommend you all check out. So what I will also mention is that normally we have an ad for Oliver's books, but unfortunately, as I said, Oliver's not available this evening, and I feel it's unfair for me to do his books justice myself. So if you want to check out Oliver's books, the link will be in the description of the podcast. I believe due to me doing this podcast solo, it will only be becoming available as an audio form. It may go into video form, but just as an audio file at some point. But at this moment in time, we'll be putting it out as an audio file so that it'll be available in the description on SoundCloud, Oliver's books, the links to them and the descriptions of them. But I shall mention my current sort of pro wrestling journalism website I write for is The Wrestling Estate. So you can find us on Twitter at The Wrestling EST. My most recent article celebrates the top 10 WCW cruiserweights. And I've also written articles around Ring of Honor as well as New Japan Pro Wrestling. And the actual website itself, we cover WWE, we cover Impact Wrestling, we cover Ring of Honor, we cover New Japan. We have a monthly newsletter which goes out, which you can sign up for on the website. And each week we all take part as a team in a weekly roundtable, which is a series of questions we get asked by our editor, the wonderful John Corrigan. And we all submit our answers, which get turned into an article each week. So definitely check us out at The Wrestling Estate or on Twitter at The Wrestling EST. So, my main event for this week's Ring of Honor review is our Future of Honor match. And it took place in the ROH Dojo, so I know that Oliver will be happy, between the current member of Shinobi Shadow Squad, Ryan Nova, and OG Mike. So, this match has had 3,600 views on YouTube, so 3,600 views on YouTube, and it's got Ian Riccaboni on commentary, and it was a... This was actually Ryan Nova's first ring of, well, first wrestling match, according to the commentary from Ian. And to say that this was Ryan's first match in the ring, he was absolutely fantastic. There's a reason why I put this as my main event this week, and because I thought that this match was wonderfully wrestled. I thought that Ryan really came over strong as a heel, a cocky heel at that. The pre-match promos between both guys were great. Ryan really got over his character really, really well. Loved the fact that he didn't follow the code of honor, and he did it in a very nonchalant, negative way as well, much like Christopher Daniels in the match reviewed for the throwback a few weeks ago. And it was just really, really nicely wrestled stuff. There was a really nice front face lock from Ryan Nova, who was giving a lot of stick to OG. The crowd in the dojo, the peers of both men, were giving a lot of chants for OG, which was really cool. So they were actually getting invested in the match. It was really great how Ryan Nova was getting over his personality as well. So he kept giving giving lip, as you may say here in the UK, talking smack to you in the USA, to OG. It was actually my first time seeing OG Mike as well, and I really, really liked his style. I thought that it really gave a strong amount of sort of power moves. He was very imposing in the ring. I really liked how he works really well. His psychology was really on point with Nova. Nova really worked over his legs. He really worked over his arm as well. It was a different side to Ryan Nova, which I hadn't seen due to him being part of the Shinobi Shadow Squad. It was a completely different Ryan Nova, which I found really refreshing. And it was a great ending to the match with OG Mike delivering a great spear, which was then followed by a massive running forearm from OG Mike, which knocked out Ryan Nova and then delivered the three count. So I really liked this strong finish, and I really liked how OG Mike looked so imposing in the ring, and I really want to see more of him in the future. And I'm hoping that Ryan Nova will at some point turn heel again, because he was just so great as a heel, very much like Brian Johnson, what we've been complimentary of in his work. And again, the code of honour was not followed by Ryan Nova as he left the ring. And to say this was Ryan Nova's professional debut and his first match in a wrestling ring, by the sounds of it, a taped wrestling match, it was a fantastic debut for a young guy coming through the ranks. This match took place a couple of years ago, and he has come on so strong in Ring of Honour as part of Shinobi Shadow Squad. And the sky's the limit for Ryan. OG Mike as well is a guy who I really want to see again in Ring of Honor somewhere out along the line, because I feel he'd be great as part of the TV title scene and getting an opportunity to wrestle against some of the guys on the roster. So really, really enjoyed this as well. And that's for the first time the Future of Honor has taken the main event slot. And I hope Oliver will go out and watch this match and agree with me. He may not do, as many of you may not do, but I feel that this match was excellent. And I just want to say on air as well that both Ryan and OG, you did a fantastic job. And I can't wait to see more of you work together in the future. So, in a whistle-stop finish, that concludes our Ring of Honor review for this week. In audio form, like I said, this may come out in video form, but only as an audio file, as you're not seeing my face, just me talking for 40 minutes this time. But before we go, I also need to give a plug and thanks to our partners at the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, our hosts. Thank you so much for having us. You can find the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast through their website, which is bbgwrestling.com, and through their Twitter, which is at bbgwrestling. And we're so proud to be hosted by you guys, so thank you so much. Definitely go and check out the rest of the BBG Wrestling network. They have so many great podcasts, including the Ring of Honor Review. You need to check them out, so thank you guys. And the Ring of Honor Review ourselves, we're proud to be also shared at PW Pondering's ROH World and Pro Wrestling Between the Sheets. So thank you, Chris and Bob, for sharing our press releases and sharing our work with the wider audience. We really appreciate it. And finally, if you want to find us on social media, our Twitter handle is at the ROH Review. So at ROH Review. Our Facebook is ROH Review 2019, as that's when we were first formed. Our Instagram is once again at ROH Review. And our YouTube, ordinarily on the video, I would do a Scott Hall Spooky Fingers, which I'm doing here in the air on the air. But you can't see that. So yeah, it's a funny URL which we always add into our links on SoundCloud or on the embedded tweets we send out and social media posts. So you'll be able to check us out there. And finally, our Outlook email address, if you want to send us any comments, any feedback, any questions you may have for us, or any business inquiries from anyone who wants to get in contact, it's rohreview@outlook.com. So that concludes this episode of the ROH Review, episode 27. I hope my rambling hasn't deterred you from listening to the end of the podcast. I want to finally thank everyone who has listened to us, who has shared our work, who likes our work on social media, and who has agreed to be interviewed or be in contact with us about our work. It means so much. Myself and Oliver are so proud to be able to bring the Ring of Honor Review every week. It is a labour of love we both have, and I hope that it gets across in the work that we do for you guys, because we love doing it for you all, especially during this time of COVID and the social isolation for a lot of people. We hope that we're able to bring a little bit of joy each week to yourselves, because, you know, at this time it is difficult for people to get out and to be able to see one another and talk to people and such. So if we're able to just take you away from all that for, you know, half an hour or an hour then each week, then, you know, we feel really lucky to be able to do that. And in case you're wondering, as I should have just mentioned this on the podcast just before we do finish, if you want to check out Ring of Honor, you're able to check them out now, once again, on the Fight Network UK, which is available on Sky Channel 192, Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, so that's when Ring of Honor is aired on the Fight Network. You're also able to check out Ring of Honor Wrestling on the Fight TV. So if you go on to Fight TV, you'll be able to find the latest episode as well as the archive of the TV show. And finally, you're able to find the latest episode of Ring of Honor TV for free on the Ring of Honor Wrestling website. but then any archive content can also be found at the Honor Club if you set up a subscription. So that concludes, that now concludes the Ring of Honor review for episode 27. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me for half an hour of your time. I'm Stephen Jackson, pro wrestling journalist, co-host of the ROH Review, signing off, and stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.